Welcome to Coach's Corner. Reed Farron here with quarterbacks coach Matt Nagy, the Kansas City Chiefs. Coach, let's start off right away. How excited are you to be here?
Very excited. You know, this is a great city, you know, great people. You can tell, you know, how loyal everybody is, and they're hungry for some championships and to get out there and win football games. So we collectively as a staff are just real eager to get out here and get started, and we have a smile on our face every day.
Now talk about your coaching experience now coming here. What are your duties as quarterbacks coach?
Well, be a teacher. You know, that's the biggest thing. When you're here with these guys, it's obviously a very important position. We have to know the offense inside out. We need to be leaders, and my job is to make sure that happens in this position. I've been playing quarterback since I was 8 years old. It's the only position I've ever played, so I feel like I know the position. I know what it takes to have the intangibles to be a leader and to lead the offense. So it's an important position. You know, you're touching the ball 99% of the time, if not 100% of the time, and it's a role that we all understand in this league. You have to have a guy that can lead the team, make plays, and then also be a leader off the field as well. So that's an important part of it, and I really look forward to the future in this role as a quarterback coach.
You're familiar with Coach Reed. Describe for me the relationship you have with Coach.
You know what? It's a really good relationship. It started several years ago. It's continued up to, you know, obviously this year. And he's such a detailed person in the classroom, but he likes to have a lot of fun away from off the field. And people sometimes tend to think that, you know, he's very serious and that sort of thing. But, you know, when you get him away from everything and you kind of get to really know who Coach is, you see who he is and what he's all about. And he's a family guy and he's a very special person to me.
Knowing what you do about Coach Reed, what can Chiefs fans expect from you guys as a staff coming into 2013?
Offensively, we're going to be very detailed. Everybody's going to know exactly what their role is, what they need to do on each specific play. There's going to be some bad plays that happens. You know, there's going to be adversity. How are you going to handle the adversity? And I think that's the biggest thing. I get back to saying, you know, my role as a teacher, well, you know, that Coach Reed is the best teacher out there. I mean, there's not a minute that goes by in practice, in the season, out of the season, that he's testing you to make sure that you know 100% of what you're teaching your guys and what the guys, have to do when they're on the field. So he's always going to be quizzing you. He's always going to make sure you know your X's and O's. But every once in a while, he may throw a joke in there as well.
Speaking of Coach being serious, did you think he was serious when he approached you going from the sideline possibly out onto the field for him as quarterback?
I'll tell you what, it was crazy. It was an interesting situation. You know, I'm there in camp a few years ago as an intern, and I was actually just got done playing in the Arena League. I was in between seasons and was there as an intern coach, and Kevin Cobb went down with an ankle injury. Didn't think twice for me as to anything happening, but later on that day, we were in between practices, and I get a phone call from Coach, asked me where I'm at, and told me to come on over to his office. So I came on over, and he was sitting down on the sofa, had his legs crossed, and just kind of looked at me, and he said three things to me I'll never forget. He said, "Do you have an agent? Are you in shape?" And he said, "Do you know the playbook?" And I said, "Yes, yes, and yes." So he ended up saying, "Well, I'm going to sign you. We're going to get you out here as a quarterback, possibly get you in a preseason game." And so for me, I was out of football for as far as the NFL is concerned. I never had a chance in the NFL, so it was kind of an interesting situation for me to go out there and have a chance to put on cleats. In the Arena League, you're wearing basketball shoes all the time on the turf. So I remember the first thing going out with Brian Westbrook. Who I played against 4 years in college. He was at Villanova and I went to Delaware. And we were walking out together, just kind of having some fun. And before you know it, I'm out there in a two-minute drill running plays that really I didn't know too much about. But had a lot of fun with it, had a good time. You know, afterwards, you know, had the cameras in you with the media, with the story and everything. And so I was all juiced up, ready to go out and have my second practice. And Tom Heckert, our general manager at the time, came over and he kind of just tapped me on the shoulder. And he said, "Hey, Nags," he said, "you got to get those shorts back on." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, "The NFL has said that, you know, we're not permitted to do this, and we got to go on a dip. You know, you got to get back to the coaching sidelines." And, they crushed my dreams. But we were having fun with it. I had a lot of family members here getting ready to go to the preseason game and get those jerseys. But it was an experience that I did get one day. One practice, so I had my cup of coffee, I guess you say, and had fun with it.
You still got some eligibility in case you get the call this year?
No, I'm done. I can tell. I'm getting too old. I throw in some of these workouts here. You get out there and get the arm going, and I'm breaking down now. So I'm ready to keep my path and my new chapter as a coach.